This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks. Cal Hunter is our producer. We have Todd Cunin to my left and 6 feet apart. What a wonderful show we have today. Our phone number is 855-LAW-RADIO. Or if you want to email us, you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Let me tell you, it is going to be probably the most interesting show that we've ever had. I'm going to tell you this because Cal has no idea what I'm doing.
Well, that's a high standard for
me. I know that is. It's a very high standard, Cal.
Wow.
And so what I've done is we've been – Denise keeps track of this. For 3.5 or almost 4 years we've been going with this show. How many years, Denise? About 3.5?
3.5.
Almost
yep.
Four. Getting close to 4 years of this show.
You can round up then.
I'm going to round up. I round down with my age and up with everything else.
And my weight. Round down with my weight.
My weight, I round down. But here's the issue, those of you who are first joining us. You know, we take copious notes. We have an analysis we do prior to the show. We look at the latest trends that are cruising. And as I grew up as a lawyer, and I started my law practice in 1992, I've always been one of those, write it on a piece of paper. When I would talk to the jury, I would have those big, you know, what do you call those big pieces of paper that you'd draw on instead of, you know,
a teacher uses?
Yeah, like the big old...
Yeah, not
like
a flip chart.
On an easel.
Like
yeah,
on an easel.
Yeah,
that.
Giant
yeah.
notebook on
that's
an easel.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is me. And that has been me to this day because that's just the way I work and function. And, in fact, Stuart Galbraith, that's a shout-out for one of my partners in my firm, is the same way, and he's a phenomenal trial lawyer. I am freestyling it today. I decided I'm going to go 100% no notes. I was even going to bring something. Now I'm talking freestyling on my paper stuff.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Yeah. I might be a freestyler in many ways.
I'm just not even going there.
I saw the smile. I knew what he was thinking. I knew exactly what he was thinking.
Why?
And I said to myself, do I say that on the air? And I said, yes, I will. Okay.
This is the equivalent to show prep commando.
That's exactly right.
As long as it's limited to show prep commando, I'm okay.
So I'm sitting here, and I thought, listen, I'm sitting here and I thought, you know, I'm just going to have one piece of paper and a little pen.
And one word on the paper, commando.
Don't stop it, Cal. I will commando. I'll walk over there.
No,
and
no.
Commando.
Okay, sorry. Okay. I'm sorry
just,
I brought it up.
This fact that you have to think about what I look like in a... that's enough.
Okay.
Yeah, so here we
Moving
go.
On.
So she's already stopping me. So this is exciting because I'm not going to look at anything. I am doing nothing. I don't even... Now, I will look at my iPhone because I do have some of the notes on the iPhone. But I'm going to completely freestyle today. So do you think it's going to work out or not? Denise is giving me this look like, oh, my gosh, here we go.
I'm thinking that Todd and I are going to talk a lot.
No. I will be talking legalities because I've studied it, and I know what we're going to talk about. So I want you just to hang on. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. You can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. But here's the important thing. Remember, we're not giving legal advice. Seek local counsel. And look, if you want to use our name or anything we say here, the most appropriate place to use it is at home when the family comes over and the in-laws are over. And they always say the word they
or,
say.
Or if you're driving between Burley and Oakley, Idaho, and you got somebody sitting right next to you.
Yes.
And you say, well, I heard this, what I heard. And you say right back, yeah, well, Radio Law Talk, which is on now on K-Bar Radio.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, right
Yeah.
Now.
Okay, K-Bar,
now.
Welcome.
Here's what they're going to say.
Hey, let's welcome someone else while we're at it. KTUI, Sullivan, Missouri, 1560 AM and 94.1 FM, Sullivan, Missouri. KTUI has just added us. Thank you very much.
So
we are growing. Tell me about Sullivan.
So if you all out there in Sullivan, Missouri, if you're driving between Franklin and Crawford counties in Missouri,
good local reference. Nice
you
job.
Can yeah. go ahead and quote us as long as you're still in the car.
Oh, that's
that
good.
You could do that, you know, on Radio Law Talk, I heard.
What's this area? Now, I know Sullivan's a small town, which we love small town radio stations, but it pushes out further than Sullivan. What type of area is that? Is it a farm
what
area?
Metro is it near?
It is. I mean, the population's around 7,100. But just the actual Sullivan City, but then it pushes out, and their operations are also available online. So, you know, no longer limited by the constraint of the wattage of your transmission tower, you can go worldwide, probably except for North Korea.
www.radiolawtalk.com. We're going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to do a case or no case. Those of you in Sullivan, Missouri, case or no case is everybody's favorite, which where Cal sets up a scenario for us. We're going to go into that in a minute. We're going to talk about the Wisconsin Supreme Court. If you haven't heard what the Wisconsin Supreme Court did, you are under a rock right now. So we're going to talk about that. I think other states are starting to follow what the Supreme Court's doing. At least they're getting emboldened, let's put it that way. And then we've got issues concerning, we talked about the ammunition laws in California, how a federal court overturned those ammunition rules. We're going to give you the latest update on the appellate courts, what they're saying. And then we're going to go into a number of other issues and other cases that we've been talking, that we're going to talk about. But before that, Kate, do we have time just to start?
Sure, I'll give you the setup.
The setup.
Here we go.
Go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
I hope I do.
See me writing, Cal?
Yes.
See me writing?
Yes. She was a beautiful milkmaid and worked in a dairy farm. He was a doctor who recognized that the world had a problem every 12 years. Smallpox. But milkmaids rarely, if ever, caught the deadly disease, which wiped out roughly 10% of the population every 12 years. That's because cows get a disease called cowpox, and milkmaids were exposed to it all the time. So this doctor wondered about the connection. What about this? So Dr. Edward Jenner tried something he heard legend of from tribal Africa, taking a small bit of live goo from a cowpox pustule and putting it into a child, making a little cut and putting it in there. And so Dr. Jenner alerted the medical community, "You're going to be doing this." Hey, good. And
whose child?
It was a physician's child. Okay, it might have been his own. I don't recall. Anyway, some doctors in the community, Harvard-educated, very top-notch guys, all said he's crazy. And one doctor sought counsel and said, "If you do that, you could turn future humans into cows."
Oh,
and that's what he wanted.
What year was this, Cal? About round number
1700s.
Oh, wow!
So I ask you, I'll start with you, Denise, today. If that is a case, see, she was studying that paper. Case or no case? What
and
say
she's
you?
She's writing, and see, I can't write. And Todd's got his computer in front of him, but I have no notes.
And where was this out of? What state?
Well, he was in England, but this all happened. He went to England later because of all of it, but it was in Massachusetts nearby.
Because in the 1700s, that was probably the main, probably the hub.
But seriously, smallpox was terrible in the that time.
Yeah.
Every 12 years, 10% of the people gone. Yeah.
Wow.
So he'd have to, the doctor that wants to stop him would have to be filing for an injunctive relief, right?
Yep.
Trying to stop
you've got to stop
it.
You're going to turn us all into cows. Stop, stop, stop.
Turn us into cows is the part that makes me feel like it's not true.
It's a moving part of the story.
Sorry.
Utterly absurd. You're right.
Utterly absurd, yes.
Glad I didn't have to write that down in my notes.
You guys are milking it.
Oh, God. There you go.
Thank
the trifecta.
All right. I am going to say that this is a case, and the doctor that brings the suit wins.
Okay, good.
All right, and I'm not going to say because we have 1 minute less than that. We have 40 seconds left, and I'm going to sit there and drag this out so I don't have to answer. I have time to think and pontificate later about whether or not the milkmaids.
I mean, you have cows. Do your cattle get cowpox?
I haven't asked them lately. I haven't talked to them.
I mean, are they vaccinated against it these days? I don't know. Apparently.
All I think, there's this big vaccination called 8-Way, and that's what we give them.
Oh,
8-Way.
It's
just
8-Way. Probably against 8 things then.
Yeah, probably is. And actually, you give them an additional one, but we just give them those shots.
An 8-Way booster.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, we're going to be back. This is Fred Penny, the host of Radio Law Talk, without any notes, but still. The brilliant mind is going to do just fine. We'll be back after this.
Fred continues to fly commando after this on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of the concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert witness services if you're involved in a concussion case, and their specialty is the treatment of concussion. So if you have suffered a concussion and want the best concussion care available, give Concussion Medical Clinic a call. 916-259-4043. 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Yeah, we're talking about this smallpox. Was it smallpox? No. Smallpox.
Yeah, smallpox, yeah.
Yeah, and the...
Cowpox.
Yeah, well, cowpox and the molly and the milkmaids. That's right. That's where that came from, where they would not get smallpox. Because of the fact that they were hanging out with the cow, there was a cowpox that somehow they're immune. Well, I think, you know what, Cal, that's clearly a true scenario. The question is it a case? And I'm going to say Denise said it's not a case. It's a scenario, but not a case.
No, I said it was a case. And the doctor wins the injunction.
Oh, I'm going to say then the opposite of Denise. So I'm going to say it's not a case. I'm saying it's a scenario, but not a case.
I like it. You're entitled to your opinion. Mr. Kunin, what say you, my friend?
Well, I'll give the unspoken combination at this point. I'm going to say it's a case, and the doctor with the idea to inject wins, because you went with the doctor
that gets to stop him.
Yes, so I'm going to say that he wins, and that this...
You mean the doctor who says we'll turn into cows wins?
No, the guy who does the injections, okay. The guy with the bright idea, he wins, and I will say that this ends up being the precursor of what leads to vaccinations and inoculations. So that's how this all started.
Well, it is a fascinating story when you think about it, even, isn't it? Even if it's one that I found in Grimm's fairy tale. Now, let me ask you this. For those of you who say this was a case,
yes, who would that,
that would
smart.
Be? It is a case.
Oh, yes. Commando, man. Oh, that's what I get for not
as Homer Simpson would say, Commando!
Now, just to flesh this out, the child became violently ill for about 2 days, then healed up. It was a miracle, they all said. And from that, he was immune for the rest of his life. In 1796, British doctor Edward Jenner demonstrated that an infection with the relatively mild cowpox conferred immunity against almost everyone so they wouldn't catch smallpox.
Wow.
Cowpox served as a natural vaccine until the modern smallpox vaccine emerged in the 19th century. And you're right, Todd. That was the beginning. But the roots of this go even farther back to the preacher who was responsible for the Salem witch trials.
Yes.
He thought he was a scientist, and he heard about this same thing in an African tribe and tried to get the world to recognize it, and nobody did. But what's interesting is...
he's burning witches. That's the problem.
Well, that was too
busy.
He's
kind of crazy.
Well, they were busy. They had witches to drown. But it's interesting. It's just interesting to think that when we get in a crisis or a pandemic, that's when real medical innovation begins, isn't it?
Or they start thinking.
Won?
The British doctor won because all of a sudden people in Boston...
Right. Yeah, no, I was wrong.
People in Boston noticed, hey, not as many of us are dying, you know. And he said, "Well, yeah, it's because we're injecting."
So there was a lawsuit filed, but the guy who came up with the injection technique won.
Yeah, you got 2 points. Fred got one. Denise got zero.
No, I got zero.
I got one.
Denise got one.
Yeah, we're on the honor code here, guys.
That is how case or no case goes, and it's about getting points. Why is it important to get points? Because Radio Law Talk, it's all about getting food. That's why I weigh so much. Whoever wins and gets 50 points first, that person, the other hosts, have to pay.
But you get to round down before the Radio Law Talk meal.
Yes.
So I'm going to take you guys all out for sushi.
Well, that'll be easy.
You're saying you're going to lose? What's the point score?
No, I'm going to win.
Well, no, you won't take. Oh, I see. We're going to pay for your sushi.
Uh-huh.
Good, because I'm not going to eat much sushi, because I'm a farm boy, so I don't know. Hey, let's talk. Oh, you have a caller. Go ahead.
We have David on the telephone.
David, what do you want to talk about? David, you want to talk about my commando stuff or something else?
No, I was more
okay. Good.
Yeah, no. good answer, David.
Kind of standard tort law.
Uh-oh.
You know, just like if I was a landlord and I encouraged people to come onto my property, but I had broken stairs and rusty nails laying around, and the banister to the balcony was wobbly. If I encouraged people to come onto that property, if I warned that landlord ahead of time of the danger, and that landlord didn't do anything to repair it. I'm calling you from California, where you get triple damages if they were warned and they refused to deal with it.
Treble.
Now,
treble
if I hear about this COVID epidemic and one part of the government is encouraging me to wear a face mask and stay inside, and the other part of the government is saying that ignore the other side of the government, where are the torts going to come down on this?
Good question.
And, what then comes out is which side, for example, Center for Disease Control, they already put together a great big, beautiful list of instructions for churches, for
do's and don'ts,
businesses, all sorts of different things. And the other side of the government told them to stifle it. And they've basically told one side of government to censor information about how to protect ourselves.
David, thank you. We're getting a little short on time, so we're going to give you your answer on the online. And thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk.
David, thanks. So, David, good question. Sorry to cut you. We got 1 minute, almost 1 minute left. We have to get off the air. But I'll probably answer it as much as I can off the air. When we come back, but. Very briefly, I'm a member of what's called the American Association for Justice. It's called the AAJ. And I have just been, and this is not a, hey, pat me on the back, but I've been in seminars talking about coronavirus, how it affects businesses, and what's going to happen to businesses. In fact, we're trying to figure out who's the California chair and co-chair. So I'll probably at least be the co-chair, maybe not the chair. But it is very complicated is the answer right now. Nobody knows all those answers.
Plus, there's a business immunity movement in the latest federal bailout bill they're trying
to
get passed.
And there's a lot of, in fact, I just saw a recent email from one of my partners out of New York that said basically, and you know him, he's a phenomenal trial lawyer, that basically said the government's trying to make these rules and regulations as fast as they can to limit the liability of businesses and such.
And usually in a lease situation when there's a landlord-tenant, the landlord requires the tenant to have insurance that protects against any of the invitees that are invited on the property.
Right.
And usually has the tenant list the landlord as a beneficiary of that policy as well.
But can they be liable for COVID-19 coming into that apartment or someone bringing it? And the answer is we don't know yet. But I'll talk a little bit more about it when we get back from the break. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Fred. Thanks all of you for listening to us on Radio Law Talk, whether online or on your favorite radio station. We are here every Saturday Pacific, 9 to noon. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump unveiled an effort aimed at developing a coronavirus vaccine by the end of the year and said the country would return to normal with or without one. The formal announcement came as researchers around the world scramble to develop the vaccine.
It's called Operation Warp Speed. Its objective is to finish developing and then to manufacture and distribute a proven coronavirus vaccine as fast as possible.
Many view an effective vaccine as the only way life can return to normal for people under stay-at-home orders or businesses whose operations have been limited. And even Defense Secretary Mark Esper agrees with the president that a vaccine is coming soon.
We will deliver, by the end of this year, a vaccine at scale to treat the American people and our partners abroad.
48 states will have lifted or loosened stay-at-home restrictions by the end of the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Is this real life? Are you serious?
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
So David had a great question before the break, and David was basically bringing up the issue as a landlord, someone like trips and falls, you know, they can sue the landlord, they sue the landlord, or do they sue the individual that owns the apartment? And what about COVID-19, by the way, we've talked about? There's a number of lawsuits already starting against the cruise lines. There's one against Princess Cruise Line and Carnival concerning an individual that got COVID on one of the cruise lines, and that's starting. And the issue is what's the liabilities going to be, and how's that going to equate? The first answer is we don't know at this point. But what we talked about during the break is the most important thing that's happening is right now the government's scrambling to pass laws and regulations concerning whether or not there's liability in lawsuits. And then Denise brought up a very valid point about workers' comp that Gavin Newsom in California said what?
He shifted the burden of proof onto the employer. So if an employee gets sick, the presumption is that the employee got sick at work, which is a terrible presumption. Right now, it would be the burden of proof would be on the employee to prove that they got COVID in the workplace. That shifted to now that's what the employer has to prove that they didn't get it.
Well, and there's no way. The negative
is just impossible.
Yeah. There's no way, huh, Denise? And that's what.
Why do you want to kill all the small businesses? That makes no sense to me.
Well, here's the interesting thing about it. How do you prove with COVID the way it is now? First of all, it's in its infant stages. And what we do as lawyers, what is a lot of the cases depend on? Experts.
Yep.
You hire experts and what the experts say. Right now, I don't know who's the expert, and the expert's going to say, I'm not quite sure right now.
Yeah, and you know, to get to David's question, and I think this also leads to your question, your statement here. When you use the example, because David had used the example about inviting somebody onto your property, and you have some hazardous conditions, like maybe there's loose floorboards on the stairs, and somebody falls through and breaks their leg. Well, it's the causal connection between those two, even though there may be defenses, is a lot clearer. You know, the stairway broke, you broke your leg. The causal connection for how you contract coronavirus isn't as clear. Now, California has said, well, the presumption would be that you got it at work, but it's still something that insurers can fight against. And the reason this is going to hit small business owners is because you might be thinking, well, it's not going to hit small business owners because they have workers' comp insurance. Sure, but as insurers go to fight these claims, that's got to be paid for somehow, and the small business owners are going to pay for it by having their XMOD, their premium increased. And what are one of the things that increases the premium? The number of work comp claims
that
are filed.
You know, I thought would be an easy solution. Okay, Governor, you want to provide for people that get sick on COVID. Why put it on a responsibility on the shoulders of small business? Why not say it's going to qualify for state disability? Hello?
Sure.
Yeah. Why not do that? Right. Let the state pay that.
That's why you're smarter than the governor.
But state disability premiums are paid by the small business. I mean, that's who we use. We use state disability insurance fund. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to go up anyway. Look, you know how it is. Car insurance goes up because there's an accident. It's just how it's going to be.
Right.
It's going to go up.
It is, yeah. But the difference is the increase to the employers for state disability will be normalized more over all employers than increases in the premiums for work comp.
Right.
Because in Fred's business, let's say Fred has one work comp claim because of that. Well, that'll affect his work comp premium because of that one claim. But Denise's business has five.
Because I'm dealing with children. I'm dealing with
right.
a lot more.
She's going to be hit a lot harder by this presumption because now those five claims are going to act to increase, whereas disability takes into consideration that it doesn't matter where they got it. They're not able to work.
And where is your risk? Your risk is in essential services, right? So it's going to be the essential services, small business, that really bear more risk because they're going to, by nature, have more claims.
Sure. Yeah,
if you want to call in 855 Law Radio, tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We do have an Instagram. It's Radio Law Talk. We do have a TikTok now, by the way. Which, by the way, this we're going to get into the TikTok stuff later. We're going to talk about Wisconsin Supreme Court, but TikTok is having some issues about being sued concerning children and their actual face recognition issues. So that's going to happen. But COVID-19, I think it's going to be very difficult to prove where and how you got it and whether or not a business is going to be liable for it. I guess what they can argue is, well, you didn't follow the proper procedures. Well, what's the procedure right now? It's all over the board in this and the courts are saying this is right, that's wrong. Every governor is different. Every county is different. It's nuts.
One thing that you have to keep in mind is I believe the liability is going to come down to two primary factors, which is when did you contract the coronavirus, if you contracted it, and what was generally known through the public from everybody about the coronavirus and how it's contracted and how
at
it's gone.
At that time.
Because
that time.
In January, everyone was being told, hey, you can still travel. You know, it's not person to person. It's not that bad. And then by March, it is, you got to maintain 6 feet distance, and this thing will live for 5 days on your clothes, and so it depends on what was known at the time.
And not only that, it's good damages. I mean, the vast majority, statistically, it's like having the flu, and they're going to say, great, but what are your damages? You had the flu similar to a normal flu. Go ahead, Cal.
Yeah, Josh was on the phone. He's got a good question for us. Josh, go ahead.
Well, I think he was addressing it, kind of, but I was just saying they're addressing COVID as something different. It's a virus. And we have the flu virus. We have a whole bunch of other types of viruses that we've had for many years before.
Right.
Why is this one different than any other?
Right, Josh. So
that we've had in the past.
Right, Josh. So what you brought up was what I started to say is, what are your damages? The vast majority of time, like you say, Josh, they're going to say, well, what are your damages? Well, you had the flu-type symptoms. You know, flu-type symptoms. Okay, even if you went to the hospital, people go to the hospital for flu and come out. So I guess it comes down to if they pass away, then there's a greater damage. But how do you point who do you point the liability to? Who's going to be at fault? And my issue is, and the big question is for lawyers, is, okay, like we said, it depends upon the time period this occurred and what the latest experts knew at that time, which is very little, by the way, right now.
Right.
And who knows what's going to happen. So, hey, go ahead, Todd. Todd had a point.
This is the thing, and I like this call because it piggybacks on that. Because you said, you know, in the past we've had the flu, we've had this, and how is this any different? And this is what scares me about this particular situation, because let's assume hypothetically that somebody is able to bring a wrongful lawsuit, a wrongful death lawsuit because of COVID-19, and they are able to ultimately win an award. My fear is the floodgates that then get opened for the annual flu and for everything else that has never led to a cause of action for the most part up till now. Every parent that, you know, thinks their kid's okay and they send them to school and the kid's got the flu and now everybody at the school's got the flu, or head lice gets it, anything that could be contracted from one person to another, which basically outlines almost every sickness that people get, you get it from somewhere, now becomes a legal cause of action. That slippery slope is going to be very slippery, and that's what scares me. We will be so litigious, even more so than we are now.
Josh, that was a great, great question. We appreciate you calling. Thanks a million for following Radio Law Talk. But you know what? Here's another issue I was going to tell you. I don't have notes in front of me, by the way. Remember that? So I might divert a little bit and talk about something because I forgot what I was going to say.
I'm basking in the warmth.
That's why I always have notes, because I forget what I was going to say. I have absolutely no idea my point, and it was a very valid, smart, intelligent point. I have no idea what I was saying.
He has a great memory. It's just short.
Well, let's talk about that. Any other COVID you want to talk? Because we're going to move on to the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
The only other thing I can think about with COVID is I'm waiting for the class action international lawsuit to be filed against China. For monetary damages, for their handling of the situation initially, and claims, allegations, that they didn't provide timely information that actually ended up leading to the spread. I'll be curious to see if that happens.
Well, see, like I said, we've already talked about, there's already lawsuits with the shipping companies, the
Cruise Line, Princess,
and we've got Carnival. How's that going to work? You know, there's according to the allegations, they knew it about in advance and didn't do anything at least appropriate to care for it. But again, this is back February when nobody.
There's still a couple of cruise lines out there that can't. They can't come to any docks yet.
Well, we're going to be back. We're going to talk about Wisconsin Supreme Court and how it has turned a lot of this COVID-19 on its head. We'll be back.
And if you sue China, how are you going to collect?
You can collect in the States.
There you go. Radio Law Talk right here. We'll continue just a minute before we.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunicorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart.
Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Oh, stop it.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
Radio Law Talk and radiolawtalk.com.
So 855 Law Radio, if you want to call in again, 855 Law Radio, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk, or go to our Instagram at Radio Law Talk and Facebook at Radio Law Talk. If you want to email us, it's info at Radio Law Talk, because those of you who listen to us and enjoy this show like we enjoy it, sometimes your local radio station carries it for 1 or 2 hours. You can jump right into our website at www.radiolawtalk.com and click on the live button, and then you can listen to us live. Again, we're Pacific time, 9 to noon every Saturday, live. So, but anyway, the Wisconsin Supreme Court is throwing a wrench in this COVID-19 coronavirus thing, especially for governors and city officials and state officials, even maybe the United States, President Trump, when they came down this week and struck down Governor Evers' order to stay at home and said it was unconstitutional, and said no business is going to open and you guys don't have to stay home, and that's the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So how this works, just so you know, it's like, what's the next step? The next step is they'd have to take the United States Supreme Court, because this is the law of the land when it comes to the state. There's no higher law than the Supreme Court. And there's some interesting things that Denise is going to get into in a minute about why this was done now, and if they would have waited a little bit longer, why the ruling might have been different, because because of what the justices were. Because it was a close split. Was it 3-2 or
4-3?
4-3. 4-3. So.
And one of the conservatives went and wrote the dissent with
yes.
the liberals.
Yeah, and so that's what the funny thing is. Everyone's like, oh, the liberals will literally. No, with this COVID-19 coronavirus stuff, it's really not a conservative liberal thing. It may to some degree be, but a lot of it's crossing the lines because it's affecting everybody. But what happened, Denise, is they found that was unconstitutional. But one of the...
They found, I don't know if it was unconstitutional, they found that the governor had set up an oversight, right, kind
right.
of committee, and
right.
so then they came up with these rules, and then the government issued an order based on that, and what they found was he was supposed to submit his plan to that committee, and then they were supposed to come up with the rules.
Right.
And so it was like just a little bit of a deviation in the power structure of
which
the governor.
Constitutional.
Well, I guess it would be
it
state constitutional,
yes.
right?
And what's unconstitutional is, and I'm glad you're getting into this, because I'm just kind of laying it out, is who's making these decisions? It's not the government. It's the bureaucrats is what the argument was. Is it's like the health department that is a bureaucrat that's appointed by, that's just an employee that's coming up and saying, this is what we're doing. No, they're not allowed. It has to go through the elected officials, and they make the decision.
Sure. For accountability purposes.
Right,
yeah.
right.
You know, we were talking, for example, earlier about workers' compensation. And here's a classic example of how rulemaking works. The legislature sets up the whole idea that, look, we need to have a workers' compensation system in our state. So they set it up, and they say there's going to be this board. And then they say, and this organization is authorized to come up with the rules that organization will follow. And those are the codes that we all see. But there's a rulemaking process that they have to follow that oftentimes requires public notice, the opportunity to be heard, this whole thing.
So and you can kick them out of office if they don't like what they did.
That's right. And so you have all of this stuff that happens. And what the court said here is, look, this decision to close was something that should have been subject to the rulemaking process.
That's right.
You didn't follow it, so go back to the drawing board and do it again. Everything you came up with is gone.
Right. The plaintiffs in this case were Republican lawmakers.
Yes.
Right. And they're saying, we're not getting a seat at the table and helping make this decision.
Exactly right.
And under their law, the Health Services Secretary should have issued regulations through a process known as rulemaking, which gives lawmakers veto power over the agency policy.
Exactly right.
So the legislature had no power over this structure.
Bureaucrats
yes.
who really do not have any I'm going to call skin in the game. Oh, yeah, we do. We can be fired. Yeah, it's difficult to fire
exactly.
him. And let me tell you a quick story. Can I tell you a quick
sure,
story?
Sure.
Just off the side is, and there is a directive that came down that said golf was allowed, right? You can now go play golf. This was a few weeks ago, and the government said that. Well, guess what opened up? Miniature golf courses, and they followed all the guidelines. They had distancing. And guess what? The health department came and shut down the miniature golf courses. And what did the health department tell them? Again, this is not elected official. What did the health department tell them?
Distancing.
Nope.
No.
The health department told them, oh, that golf doesn't mean miniature golf. Oh, really? Where does it say that?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, their definition. I got
yeah.
you. Yeah.
And my point is exactly what the Wisconsin Supreme Court said, which is the problem is that's a bureaucrat making that decision that needs to go through our legislation and our government that makes that decision.
Right.
And in Wisconsin, prior to this, there had been a lot of difficulty with people on both sides of the aisle, the Republicans, the Democrats, and the governor working together. They had a hard time getting things done. And so what that really precipitated this lawsuit, and essentially the argument on the part of the plaintiffs was, wait a second, we're supposed to work to get things done, and if we can't come to an agreement, things don't get done. You can't circumvent the process if, after we negotiate, you then exercise this authority to go in and take action carte blanche. And I think that the court agreed with that.
What a great argument.
It circumvents the political process
right.
and the representative process that not only the United States, but each individual state is based upon. Now the
who is held accountable?
Exactly.
But the others
because
aren't.
They're the ones that are voted in. So if this little committee says this is what we need to do, and the elected officials didn't have a say, Come election time, the elected officials are still the one on whom the blame is laid. Now, the interesting thing in this is after the court, well, when the court indicated, I guess, where they were going with their decision, at some point the Republican plaintiff said, what we'd like is for the court to rule in our favor, but stay it for a week so that we can then negotiate with the governor and try to get everything done.
Okay, listen carefully, those of you who are listeners. This is, it took me 2-3 times to catch this. Just repeat it one more time and yes. Listen. This is very, very interesting. So Denise was bringing up.
So the plaintiffs asked the court, if you rule in our favor, we would like the ruling to be stayed for 1 week. So
which is weird.
Yes, so all of the provisions will stay in place for 1 week to give us an opportunity to negotiate with the governor and those on the other
Democratic
side.
Governor.
The Democratic governor and the legislature and everything, so that we can come up with new rules to put in place. And the Supreme Court, Wisconsin court, said, nope, this is what you wanted, and if it's a violation of the law, we agree with you. We're not going to sanction the continued violation for another week. Goes into effect immediately.
Now, this is an extremely conservative court. There's five right now. It consists of five conservatives to four liberals.
Generally speaking. Yeah.
But what had happened is that one of the conservatives just lost a seat. And the new person that won is coming in August, and they were a liberal. So can you imagine if this had happened in August? This might have been a whole different situation. We don't know. It didn't go strictly party lines.
Yeah, because the
conservative went with the dissent. Yeah.
Tell you.
I was just going to say, this is proof to me when a legislature is at loggerheads and they can't break loose and the court has no right to interfere, it's proof that our system of government works. Because if people don't like that, they can vote out the legislators that don't do anything. I mean, there were times in the last 8 or 9 years when Congress couldn't get anything done, and I said, yay, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, and in Wisconsin, apparently the Supreme Court judges are elected officials as well.
Yeah.
So the effect of this is that the bars are now open, the public places are now open, and the people can go there. And the point that I want to make is that just because the court lifted the stay, or lifted the regulations that had been promulgated, the general awareness about the perceived dangers of the coronavirus have not been lifted. If somebody goes to a bar, they're still going to the bar fully well knowing that they could contract it, but it's their choice to do it.
Well, we've killed an hour. Fred Penny went commando, has not looked at a note, does not have anything written. This has been a wonderful hour. If you want to join us, hang on. We're going to talk more law. We got more things to discuss, including Elon Musk and some interesting thing that he's doing. Boy, is he saying, come get me. And then if you don't hear us on your radio station, go to our website and join us live. We'll be back next hour.
More invigorating discussion is coming up right here on Radio Law Talk. If you'll stay tuned, we promise we'll be back next hour, 6 minutes after, online or on your favorite station if they're able to carry us. And if they don't carry us, call them up and ask them why. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, Get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.